The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 19th. Today's word is deke, spelled D-E-K-E. Deke is a verb that means to fake an opponent out of position, as in ice hockey. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Francisco Chronicle by John Miller. Carl Yastrzemski led the league in outfield assists 7 times. He was great at deking the runner into thinking he'd catch the ball or it was over the wall. Most of the assists were on guys trying for doubles. The word deke originated as a shortened form of the word decoy. American writer Ernest Hemingway used deke as a noun, referring to hunting decoys in a number of his works, including the 1950 novel Across the River and Into the Trees. In this sentence, I offered to put the dekes out with him. In the 1940s, deke began appearing in ice hockey contexts in Canadian print sources in reference to the act of faking an opponent out of position, much like how decoy is used for luring one into a trap. Today, deke has scored in many other sports, including baseball, basketball, soccer, and football. It has also occasionally checked its way into more general usage to refer to deceptive or evasive moves or actions. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.